Hey, it's Tracy Burns. Welcome to Wine on the Street. We literally took it to the street today. I'm actually at one of my favorite places, Gary's Wines in Wayne, New Jersey. I'm here with Gary Fish, CEO, founder. I said to call him Gary, but I think you're wine extraordinaire, quite frankly. Gary's got how many stores now?
We've got four stores. Wayne, Madison, Burnsville, and Hillsboro.
Bottom line is you can get anything you need from Gary, garyswine.com. So I asked Gary today to talk to us about Sancerre because I don't know what the heck it is, except that it's a white French thing.
You don't know Sancerre? Do you ever drink Sauvignon Blanc?
Yes.
Sauvignon Blanc is on fire, as it should be. You know, New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs, Kim Crawford Sauvignon. I mean, there are so many.
And they're actually so reasonably priced.
That's one of the advantages, and we're going to go beyond reasonable today because we're going to go to France.
Okay.
Sauvignon Blancs are great for summertime drinking. The difference between Sauvignon Blanc and Sancerre is location. In Europe, they describe the wines or they identify the wines on the label by location.
So it's a Sauvignon Blanc grape?
100% Sauvignon Blanc.
Huh.
100% Sauvignon Blanc from the village of Sancerre.
So Sancerre's the place, the grape.
So Sancerre's the place. Côte de Blanche is the name of the winery.
Okay.
And it's in the Loire.
The Loire Valley.
Yes.
Is that mostly where Sancerre comes from?
That's the only place Sancerre comes from.
Okay.
So Sancerre comes from place. Sauvignon Blanc you can get from anywhere in the world. You can get New Zealand, Australia, South Africa, Argentina, California, Washington State, New York, New Jersey.
So is it like Champagne?
Yes.
So Champagne's only from Champagne?
Right. There's a region called Champagne.
Yes.
And with that, there's, you know, microclimates and sub-appellations. Mm-hmm. But Champagne is an area.
Right.
What they produce is sparkling wines. Sparkling wines from anywhere else in the world are just called sparkling wines. They could be called method champenois. That means made just like champagne.
Ah.
But it's not champagne.
But that's because the French kind of cornered their name,
right? Because it's their name. You wouldn't want somebody calling your name something else.
Okay.
A car. You wouldn't want your name to be a car unless you own the car.
It's a town.
Right. So it's the village or the area.
Sancerre is the town.
The town. So we have 2013.
Okay.
A great vintage. It's pretty much most Sancerres in the marketplace are 2013. It's not an aging grape, although some will age. We're buying it for a year to two consumption. So I would drink 13 Sancerres through 16.
Oh, that long?
At the most,
okay.
Yes.
Because this is why I love this even more. You don't have to cellar it and all that nonsense.
It's not designed to be
cellared. I have the patience of a flash cube with this, like, keeping wine.
That's
thing.
Fast, right?
Yeah. And I just aged myself so dramatically when I said flash cube.
So let's go back. So you have the Sancerre is the place.
The place.
Sauvignon Blanc is the grape. Think about Loire, right? What is it? It's a river. So you got this long river. What do you get in a river?
Water.
Fish,
okay. Oh, we're talking Perry.
Ah,
okay.
I thought this was going to be easier.
Okay, so you're telling me it pairs well with fish. I get that.
Especially lighter style fish.
Oh, like the white flaky fish.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, and also it goes with minerality. So if you have oysters and fish like seafood, it works with that. I usually don't go tuna, swordfish, salmon with it. I go red there.
Yeah.
But for lighter dishes, and especially lighter seafood, which more and more people are eating, I go with Sancerre.
I love the point you just made, though, because that's an easy tip for people to remember, too. Like, when they always, everyone asks, how do you pair stuff? You pair it with the location, right? You drink Italian wines with Italian foods.
It's funny, because we've gotten, we're American, right?
Right.
We're from the United States of America. We have a wine region that grew up by itself. It wasn't part of our meal, you know.
Right.
The Puritans didn't drink a lot of wine.
They didn't do a whole hell of a lot, let's be
clear. So now, Napa Valley, right?
Yeah.
Favorite place in the world.
Yeah.
They grow great Cabernet, and it's big red wine. It's not designed for food. It's not part of the agriculture. It came separate. When you're in Tuscany.
Yeah.
If you think about what you eat there, the wines are spectacular there. So it's... That's when I usually am looking for food and wine pairings. It's what kind of food are you eating? And if it's spicy, we go different than if it's rich and fatty. You know, so you have to really, wine, I think, shouldn't be just judged on its own.
Fine.
And we
enough.
Do that a lot.
We do.
You know, that's a whole other discussion. The,
yes,
the whole
and
point
we'll come back and talk about
and
that because
like
we have to, because that's something I think people nowadays more and more are asking that question. How the heck do you pair this stuff? What should I yeah. serve it with? Like, no one would ever think that you can have champagne and sushi.
Why not?
Right. I mean, well, shit, I think you could have champagne with anything. I'd have it with breakfast if it was legal in my house. Okay, so you just poured us something.
So I poured the Cote de Blanche.
Okay.
It's about 100 acre, but it's a relatively small property. It's in Sancerre, and if you taste it, you smell it.
Oh, it smells great.
It smells good, right? You get a little bit of I get some mineral, I get some fruit, almost some citrus, not pear, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, I get a little pear.
Apricot.
So now this is how much?
This is $17.99.
See, I love this. Still under $20. You're spitting. I'm so not spitting. Because, oh, that feels great. A little tingly.
A little tingly. A lot of acidity.
Yeah.
It's got good ripe flavors. And that's at the... And it's got mineral. You know what I mean? It's got
yeah.
some...
It's but not you there. Could see how this would pair beautifully with an oyster.
Right. Exactly.
Because the
of that
wine's
mineral.
Not going to overpower the oyster.
I would hope not.
It'll cook it. Now, these should be served cold.
Yes. Just like any other white wine. So you serve these chilled.
Now, that's also something, too. People always ask, what temperatures? What temperature should this be chilled at?
Refrigerator...
Put it in the
45.
Fridge.
Yeah. I would take it out. Usually white wines... We tend to be too cold.
Yeah.
So I would take it out a half hour or so before the meal.
Because everyone has like that old aunt who puts ice cubes in their wine.
Not in my house.
No.
Actually.
The Italians, they do everything. You know, God bless them. They made wine. I grew up with all these people. But they do everything wrong.
I just read a book. can I mention the name of the
book? Of
course. Letty Teague wrote a book.
Yes, yes.
I read the book. She talked about if you take an ice cube. If the wine is too warm, you take an ice cube, you put it in, swirl it around real quick, and take it out. It chills it down a little bit without really melting or affecting the wine.
So put the ice cube in the wine.
And then take it right out.
And then take the cube
swirl
right out.
Swirl it, take it right out. I never thought of that. I'm not sure I would do
Wall
that
Wall
Street
Journal columnist. we'll give her kudos or something. Okay, so we're moving on here.
Okay, this is Fournier.
What does that mean?
That's the name of the winery.
That's the winery.
Also so 2013.
Sancerre. More apricot?
Much more. The,
right?
The nose is lively, a little bit more lively, much more apricot. That's funny because the other one was muted.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that more later.
And
that,
I know I make it sound like I know what I'm talking about. The only reason I said that is I just bought dried apricots for my kids
oh,
at home.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and it happens to be lingering.
And you would get that more from the dry apricot than the fresh apricot.
Yeah, that's what I smell. That's so funny. My kid just told me to buy them, too. It's funny.
Now, see, I'm getting more layers of fruit and flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a little bit more citrusy.
Yeah, towards the end?
Towards the end. And more complex. And more complex doesn't mean it's big, much bigger. But this, again, is to me, it's a step above.
And you know, is it cost-wise as well?
Yeah, it's we've gone to $21.99. Now, it's not significant. It's
no, not
your under $20.
But this is really nice,
but it's
though.
A really, really good, rich Sauvignon Blanc. Sancerre.
Now again, fish, but the fruitier part of it. You're still feeling fish on this?
Yes. One second. You can stay. I'm still.
Poor Gary's actually have to run a store,
no,
so
no.
we're gonna do the last one.
You can also do salads. You know,
salads.
If you have
that's
salad
what I see.
With some
fruit in it.
Fruit or cheese? What cheese am I thinking?
Goat
cheese.
Yeah.
So a crumbly goat cheese on a salad.
Yes, I see that like
the
a spinach.
Goat cheese
salad.
Would cut right a spinach.
I love that. Okay.
Cut it. That'd be great.
All right, now this.
So, I believe Fournier is like 150 acres, so it's a pretty big vineyard. This
okay.
last producer is Mont Dames, and their vineyard is about 5 acres.
That's it?
Yeah.
Tiny little thing. What do they make, like 4 bottles of wine?
Maybe, because we're drinking one of them. And this has stepped it up. The price.
Oh, and you can...
Well, I'll tell you the price after we taste
okay.
it.
Okay, after that? I taste it and fall in love with it and say I want to buy a case?
See, now, to me, the nose is more muted. Do you know what I mean by muted? I'm not getting as much fruit.
Like it doesn't pop in your face. Okay, I get that. And that not as tingly?
Wow. It's not as tingly, but it's almost a little drying
like,
a little bit.
Yeah,
a little drying,
yeah.
Which is acid. A little sweetness. I'm getting a little of a sweetness, too, on the middle of the... I get that in the middle.
Yeah. Like tart? Is that the right word?
Yeah, tart. And then I'm getting apricot in a finite. I get that dried apricot now at the end.
It's actually pretty amazing how this one lasted so much longer.
This
in your
one,
mouth, right?
That's the biggest difference.
Yeah.
This, the Fournier, the second one we tasted,
yeah.
You got more of it up front, right?
Yes,
it was
yes,
the,
yes.
It
yes.
was like the beginning, the starting pitcher.
Oh, and this is like Goose Gossage from the Yankees.
Well, you are dating yourself. You didn't even go Mariano. Wow.
Do you remember? You remember?
Of course, I love Goose with the handlebar mustache.
I had the 1970, I can't remember what year, the baseball cards, the full team.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yes.
But so here, you're in the nose, and maybe, and I'm sure, all wines get better with air.
Okay.
Till they get bad because of air.
Right.
But over
right.
the course of a night, if we, this clearly to me needs air. But having said that, the nose is just starting to come out, but it's really tight and closed in the nose. But that richness in the mouthfeel, you really
It's fabulous.
And I think this could almost handle a cream sauce. You know, now you could get a little bit richer in the flavors of the food that you bring to it.
So we went basically oysters, like a spinach salad with some fruit, and now we're talking like some light pasta
yeah,
with the sauce.
You could.
Now, what made this different?
$47.99.
Made it different, that's
yeah,
for
so,
sure.
But so it's double.
Is it double because quantity, lack of quantity? Is it, was there a, are there different processes?
They're different process, and for this, I don't want to go into the whole thing, but there's, it's called the pneumatic press, which is a whole other discussion. So what this is if you picture the grapes come through and they sort them, they take all the stuff out, so it's just the grape, and then they crush it, and there's different ways. This press, they just put everything into the press, and it's almost like it shakes it, so just fresh juice.
Oh, so it's a little more sophisticated.
And so that's all you get. So you're not getting as much of the schmutz at the back end. And schmutz is a professional wine.
Of course it is. I understand that. And and there's nothing wrong with a little schmutz, I think, sometimes. This wine is fabulous.
So you've gone up, you know, we've
so about $47, special occasion.
But to be clear, Sauvignon Blanc is Sauvignon Blanc. This is a sense of place. So this will taste very different. And maybe one day, if you want, we'll do a Sancerre versus a California Sauvignon Blanc versus a New Zealand. Because those are three distinct styles. And you'll see they're night and day. Night and day.
In the taste.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is awesome. All right, so I'm going to put the wines up. You're going to go to garyswine.com to get them and give them a shot. Do your own taste testing. Let us know what you think. And Gary and I are going to finish these wines because, as he said, they need time, and, well, therefore we do too. Gary, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.